I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. In a natural disaster, little is more important than medical care. But when a massive earthquake or storm injures large numbers of people, health systems are often crippled, too. Sherry Fink is a doctor and journalist who's written about practicing medicine in emergencies around the globe. She has a new book out. It's called 5 Days at Memorial. Sherry Fink, it's so great to have you back on our show.
It's great to be back.
Now, the title of your book refers to Memorial Medical Center in New Orleans and the very infamous and awful events that happened there in the wake of Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Now, why did you decide to tell this story?
Part of it was that I had never heard outside of the realm of, you know, fiction or movies of things becoming so desperate that doctors and nurses actually thought or discussed or possibly did hasten the deaths of their patients in a desperate circumstance. And that very quickly after Hurricane Katrina, there were stories that this may have happened in this one hospital, Memorial Medical Center. And so I thought that it was something that we in the U.S. found that we were stunningly unprepared for here.
What about a situation, say, in Haiti? You've done reporting there that could be compared in some ways more directly to Katrina because it was a natural disaster, you know, the earthquake. What sort of choices were they making there? Was it a seat of the pants or had there been thinking about what to do?
A lot of countries kind of came into Haiti and tried to help and set up these field hospitals, and they faced exactly this situation that the doctors and nurses in Katrina faced, which is having to make some difficult decisions. In Haiti, it was that there was, you know, there were so many injured people and there were very few medical facilities that could really treat them. And for the world, we did the story about some of the very difficult decisions that came up at an American field hospital. And at the time, they were trying to figure out how to triage people, and they decided that they would try to use their resources to help people who they might be able to quickly help.
And interestingly, we have something from the piece you did for us, which sort of illustrates that point, and then we can talk about it right after. And this is what a nurse named Patrick Cadillac told you in Haiti.
We're running out of oxygen. We don't have any logistics support to be able to provide us oxygen. I only have so many people that I can treat, and I have to make a decision about what this resource is going to be used and how it's going to be used.
What kind of decisions did he make?
So he decided to save it for the operating room for people who had broken limbs, et cetera, and they had a surgical team come in and try to provide surgery for these patients. And there was a particular patient we followed who was triaged in the situation. And Patrick Cadillac said that, you know, she could need to use oxygen indefinitely. And so he decided that he would take away the oxygen from her. And he called it essentially a death sentence for her.
That's tough. That's the patient you follow quite closely, Nathalie Lebrun. By Patrick Cadillac, the nurse acknowledging that it was basically a death sentence, what did happen to Nathalie Lebrun?
Well, she was sent to a partially destroyed Haitian hospital where it was known that there was no oxygen there. But when she arrived, it turned out that a bit of oxygen was found for her, and she was able to survive.
How long did she live?
She lived, well, she actually came to the U.S. for treatment, and unfortunately, it was found when she got here that she needed a lung transplant, and she died before she could get one. Mm. But she was very excited to see the U.S., and when she came to the American hospital, she couldn't believe how she was being treated. You know, for her, being in an American hospital was like what we would imagine, like going to a spa, you know. And here we feel like, obviously, we hate to be in the hospital and it's this awful thing.
We complain about the food.
Yeah, she was just so delighted. And just the fact that a nurse would come in and ask her, is there something I can do for you? Are you comfortable? In Haiti, I think, and this happens sometimes in disasters, is like, you know, as a healthcare professional, it's so hard when you don't have the tools to help people.
What draws you to this subject?
When I was in my last year of medical school, I had been in touch with some Bosnian medical students at the time, and the war in Bosnia had just finished. And I went over, they had a conference about, I think it was called Medicine, War, and Peace. And I went to this conference, and I was amazed because here I was in an American medical school, and I felt like the things I was learning about that they had faced in a crisis were just extensions of the same kinds of ethical dilemmas that we face every day in American medicine. So I felt like, and I still feel, that situations of disaster or war or conflict, sometimes these emergency situations can crystallize issues, can help us see issues that are really with us all the time.
Sherry Fink is a doctor and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who's reported for The World and ProPublica and other outlets. Her new book is 5 Days at Memorial, Life and Death in a Storm-Ravaged Hospital. Thanks so much for stopping by, Sherry.
Thanks.
And you can hear Sherry Fink's report from Haiti, the one we were just talking about. It originally aired in 2010. You'll find it at PRI.org.